It's That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
You say tomato, I say tomato. You say lieutenant, I say lieutenant. But let's not call the whole thing off.
That's What They Say. I'm Rebecca Hector, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hello, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca.
Ann, I love the Gershwin reference there in your first line. Let's not call the whole thing off. Tomato, tomato.
Absolutely. Shall We Dance with Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, a movie that I remember watching as a child. But really not the subject of what we're going to talk about today. Rather, we're going to talk about lieutenant, which was a question from one of our listeners.
That's right. This came from Linda. Linda says, watching Ken Burns' American Revolution on PBS, I hear the word lieutenant for a military rank. I know the word as lieutenant with a letter T, not F. When did the word change to become lieutenant? I have not watched that particular documentary, Anne. And I don't think I have heard lieutenant before.
That's interesting because lieutenant is certainly part of British English. And I can't quite believe we haven't done this on the show before, Rebecca, because it is a question that comes up pretty often of why in British English do you have lieutenant and in American English, lieutenant? So lieutenant comes into English from French. It shows up in English by the late 1300s, and it comes from the French lieu, place, and then the tenant part is holding. And so lieutenant literally means a placeholder. And Rebecca, do you use the phrase in lieu of?
Yeah, that's one that you always see pop up in obituaries where it says in lieu of flowers, make a donation to such and such.
Yeah, and that lieu there is also place, in place of, which now often is used to mean instead. So a lieutenant was one who takes the place of another, usually an officer, could be military or civil, who acts for a superior, and then it becomes a formal title. And by the late 1500s, a lieutenant is the officer next in rank to the captain in an army, and in the Navy, the officer next in rank below the commander. And by the 20th century, we also see it for a police officer next in rank below a captain. And then, of course, we also have, for example, lieutenant governors.
But not vice governor.
That is true. We just say lieutenant governors. Now, the pronunciation question. That pronunciation lieutenant goes back to the very beginning. And there are a few theories about why you may have both lieutenant and lieutenant. And it looks like it may be that both pronunciations were actually available in French, in Old French. And then they both come in to English. And it may be that the French word lieu, when it was in a compound, had a w sound at the end, which people heard as an F or a V, and that's how people came to pronounce the word as lieutenant. And we see those spellings with the F all the way into the 17th century. That F spelling came to the United States. It was being pronounced that way in Britain, came to the United States. And it may be that Noah Webster, in his very famous American dictionary in 1828, had an influence here because in his dictionary, he only provided the pronunciation lieutenant and felt that that should be the American pronunciation. And that may have been one of the key factors in the U.S. moving to lieutenant while British English continued to have lieutenant.
So basically, someone made a choice.
Someone made a choice, and it wasn't uncontroversial. Michael Quinion has a really nice discussion on worldwide words. You could find, for example, John Walker's Critical Pronouncing Dictionary, 1791. He says that the F pronunciation, lieutenant, is a corruption, and he hopes that the lieutenant pronunciation will prevail. But then James Fenimore Cooper in The American Democrat in 1838 said, you know, this lieutenant pronunciation, not authoritative, and the Brits with lieutenant actually have the true pronunciation. So even in Noah Webster's time, there was debate about what was the correct pronunciation of this, but Webster went with lieutenant.
Well, Anne, in lieu of an opinion, I'm just going to say thanks so much. That was very interesting.
I'm going to go back to considering tomatoes and tomatoes.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.